I love nothing better than a meal that's served up hot. So stir your stumps, the cookie, and let's see what you've got. A pie, a pasty or pudding, a flan, a stew or cake. To save a poor maid starving, let's see what you can make. Me tummy's a rumble, apple crumble, just might halt its din. A Pharaoh scoop of mushroom soup would stop me growing thin. You'd win my heart with a damson tart, I'd wolf it at one bite, and follow it up with a fruitcake at dinner time tonight. Oh, serve more salad, I fear my ballad is coming to an end. Take pity on me with a fresh pot of tea, cause I'm feeding fast, dear friend. Pretty soon I fear you will me hear this maiden's final moans. Tell mama not to weep or lose any sleep when they find her daughter's bones.
As she trilled the last notes of her song, Maudie became aware of a mole. He was trundling along a few paces behind her, pulling a small wheelbarrow. He was an old creature, dusty and ragged. Moreover, he was weeping copiously. The hare maid halted, and the mole bumped into her, probably because he could not see through his tears. Maudie gave him her kerchief, inquiring gently.
I say, old lad, are you all right?
The mole blew his snout resoundingly, then snuffled.
Missy, that be's the saddest little song I ever heard in all my life.
Maudie felt quite upset, so she started comforting him.
It's not true, you know, just something I made up. There now, dry your eyes and stop crying.
The mole did as he was bid, though he looked rather rueful.
I do loves a good sad song, Marm. There ain't none like a good old weep. Makes somebody feel better right away.
Maudie gave him a small curtsy.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I stopped you bawling, if you like that sort of thing. You just jolly well carry on if you like weeping, what?
The mole tugged his snout politely, as good-mannered moles do, and extended his paw.
No, no, I'm over it now, miss. I be's called Bungwally Hermit. You must have been greatly hungry to be singing his song like that.
The hare maid shook Bungwin's paw.
Actually, I am a mite peckish for some hot victuals. My name's Maudie. Pleased to meet you, Bungwin.
The mole sat on his barrow, which was loaded with roots, tubers and berries. He smiled affably.
Maudie? Well, that be's a nice name. Well, I tell you what, Miss Maudie. If you'd push me and he barret to my dwelling, I'll treat he to a hot lunch. Would that suit he?
At the mention of a hot lunch, Maudie seized the barrow shafts.
I say, splendid! You just wore out the directions, old fellow, and you've got a lunch guest.